Robbie Rainbow Goes to Brownsville. Pages 66 and 67. Once upon a time there was a village called Brownsville. Life was difficult in Brownsville. The people were poor. It did not rain much in Brownsville. The people of the village could not grow enough food. They were always hungry and thirsty. Not many strangers went to Brownsville. But one day, a stranger did come to the village. This visitor was unusual. He wore a bright and colourful coat. He had a pet cat. Its name was Blue. This stranger's name was Robbie Rainbow. He could do magic tricks. He could make things colourful. Pages 68 and 69. Most people in Brownsville were afraid of Robbie. They were not used to strangers, especially someone in a colourful coat with a blue cat. Robbie and Blue were tired. They sat down by the dry riverbed. There was a little girl near them. Her name was Lan Lan. Lan Lan was eating a biscuit. She smiled at Robbie and Blue. Blue was looking at Lan Lan's biscuit. He looked really hungry. Lan Lan walked up to Blue. She gave the biscuit to Blue. Blue was very happy. He ate the biscuit quickly. Pages 70 and 71. Robbie was happy too. He said to Lan Lan,
"Thank you for giving food to my cat. Do you want to see a magic trick?"
"Yes, please,"
Lan Lan said. Robbie waved his hands in the air, and Lan Lan's dress changed colour. It changed to a beautiful bright red. Lan Lan was very happy. She said,
"Oh, wow! Look at my clothes! What a lovely colour!"
Lan Lan said to Robbie and Blue,
"Come to my house. We have lemonade."
Robbie and Blue met Mrs. Dung, Lan Lan's mother. Mrs. Dung gave them some of her lemonade. Robbie tried a bit. Then he put the glass down and said,
"Mrs. Dung, this is the most delicious lemonade in the world. Please teach me how to make it."
Pages 72 and 73. Robbie finished his glass of lemonade and then said to Mrs. Dung,
"Thank you very much, Mrs. Dung. You're so kind. Now, I can do something for you too."
Lan Lan was excited. She said,
"Oh, Mum, watch. Robbie can do colour magic."
Then slowly, Robbie painted the house with his magic. Mrs. Dung was very pleased. Mrs. Dung said,
"Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you. I wish you could make all our village colourful."
Robbie said,
"Maybe I can help you. I saw a fountain in another village before I came here. I can try to make one here. But I need a lot of people to help."
Pages 74 and 75. Mrs. Dung took Robbie to Mayor Grumps.
"You're the stranger who scared everybody,"
he said.
"Sorry, I was just thirsty."
Robbie said,
"We're all thirsty here."
Mayor Grumps said, Lan Lan's mother said,
"Yes, but listen, Robbie can help us. He has a great idea."
Robbie, Mrs. Dung and Mayor Grumps talked all night. In the morning, Mayor Grumps asked all the strong and healthy men and women to help build a special fountain for Brownsville. Many people came to help. They soon started digging, carrying and building. They built long tunnels under Brownsville. They started building a fountain in the middle of the village. Pages 76 and 77. Months later, the fountain was ready. The tunnels from the fountain went to the mountains many miles away. The tunnels joined the fountain to the water under the mountains. Robbie turned the big tap to open the tunnels. There were strange noises. Suddenly, an old man said,
"Hey, it's raining!"
The fountain was wonderful. It brought water to the whole village. Soon, fruit trees and flowers grew. The whole village became colourful. Mayor Grumps asked Robbie to stay, but Robbie had to leave. He was going to visit his sister. He was going to teach her how to make Mrs. Dung's delicious lemonade. Page 78. Before Robbie left, he said,
"I have just one more magic trick for you."
Lan Lan was excited. Robbie went to the town's name sign. He waved his hands over the sign. The sign changed to beautiful rainbow colours. The name was different too. It said, "Rainbow Land. Welcome, all strangers." Mayor Grumps, Lan Lan and Mrs. Dung clapped and cheered. After that, many strangers came to visit Rainbow Land.
Page 81. The Carrot System. In the story, Robbie Rainbow teaches the people of Brownsville how to get water from mountains. In fact, his idea is very old. It is called the Carrot System. The Carrot System is more than 3,000 years old. It started in Iran and spread to other countries. In China, you can see a Carrot System in Tulufan, Xinjiang. Page 82. People built the first Carrot tunnels in Tulufan in the Han Dynasty. Now, there are 1,600 kilometers of tunnels. That is further than Beijing to Shanghai. Tulufan is in the hottest place in China. Water dries up easily in the hot sun. Inside the Carrot tunnels, the water is cool. It does not dry up. Because of the Carrot tunnels, Tulufan is still here today.
Page 83. Mrs. Dung's Delicious Lemonade. 1. Put 1 cup of water and 1.5 cups of sugar in a pan and boil it. Put it in the fridge. 2. Make 1.5 cups of lemon juice. Take out the seeds. 3. Mix the lemon juice, the sugar, water, and 7 cups of water all together. Now drink it. Yum!
End of Primary English Graded Reader's Book